On this episode of the Massive Agent Podcast, we're talking all about how specifically you can become a local media company. You've probably heard it for years, become a media company that happens to sell real estate. And a lot of you are like, okay, cool. How the hell do I do that? We're going to tell you exactly how the hell you do that.
The Massive Agent Podcast with lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to episode number 28 of the Massive Agent Podcast, the number one podcast that starts with the word massive and ends in podcast in the real estate space. I promise you we're number one in that for sure. Thank you for joining, tuning in, listening, you know, whatever you want to call it. It's a podcast. This is starting off weird. Let's keep going. So quickly, I wanted to tell you a story about becoming a local media company and how I very first started going down this road. So when I first launched my website, Search Salt Lake, some of you guys already know the story, so bear with me. This is for the people who don't. But when I first launched searchsaltlake.com, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I didn't understand SEO. I didn't understand content marketing aside from I liked the idea of it. And if you want to learn more about content marketing and exactly what that means and my story of how I got into it and how it absolutely changed everything for me in a good way, in a positive way, go back to episode number 8, all the way back to episode 8, 20 episodes ago, and listen to my personal story of how content marketing changed my life. When I launched this website, I started putting out some content and I'm thinking, oh, it's a real estate website, so I need to have real estate content, right? Well, all of that content was just like, eh. And here's the thing with it. It's not sexy. It's certainly not shareable. You're not going to have an article that you write on the top 10 things you need to know before buying a house. That's not ever going to go viral, right? It's not going to be shared around like crazy. And so I learned that the hard way. I was like, okay, this real estate content isn't going anywhere. It's not performing very well. Now, granted, I'm not saying it's not worth doing, okay? You have to have some real estate related stuff to establish yourself as an expert, and people are going to be searching for it too. I'm talking about really getting your name out there in the community, even for people who are not actively searching for homes or thinking about selling their home. I'm talking about becoming the local expert, becoming the local media company. And so I started thinking, okay, what would actually interest people? And then I looked inside and I'm like, what gets my attention? When I'm scrolling through Facebook's newsfeed, when I'm scrolling through Instagram, what catches my eye? What is it that gets my attention and gets me to read it and then share it? And it was all stuff about the community, like new businesses, new attractions, new subdivisions, new whatever coming to the area, right? So it's all loosely related to real estate. It's all locally related. And then I just happened to be a few minutes away from my house, they were building a Topgolf. And I, at the time, I had never heard of Topgolf. I didn't know what it is. And I'm driving by and I'm seeing this, you know, they're starting to build something huge. And I see a sign goes up that says Topgolf coming soon. So I go home and I Google it and I'm like, wow, this looks exciting. This looks fun. This looks like something people will want to come to. And as I started researching it more, I'm like, I'm going to do an article about Topgolf coming to Salt Lake City. I put a bunch of there's not that many words in there. It's a bunch of photos. And then I did a very attractive Facebook post that said, like, I chose the photo and it was like, because Topgolf's a 3-story driving range. Okay. It's like Dave and Buster's meets driving range meets bowling alley meets brew pub kind of thing. If you've been to a Topgolf, that makes sense. If not, probably doesn't. But it was an attention getting photo because it was like a 3-story arcade looking driving range. And then it was like this massive new driving range is coming to Salt Lake City. And people are like, ooh, that's interesting. What ended up happening after I published that on my little old website, Search Salt Lake, which at the time was very small. I didn't have much domain authority. I didn't have much traction at all yet. But it started getting shared like crazy on Facebook because I put it out into some local groups and it just started getting shared like crazy. Pretty soon, I was about 4,500 or 5,000 Facebook shares into it, and I get an email from Topgolf. The corporate office of Topgolf emailed me. It was their either their media relations department or marketing department. I'd have to go back and look. Let's roll with media relations. And they're like, hey, we noticed this article about you. And because I was new to content marketing, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, are they going to be mad that I wrote about them? And I didn't understand that they love that, of course. But they're like, hey, you know, we noticed this article has been doing really well. We're actually having our media night here in a few weeks before we open to the public. We'd like to invite you and one guest to come to media night. And I'm like, okay, that's amazing. So, you know, I brought my wife. We went to media night and they absolutely rolled out the red carpet for us. Free drinks, free food. They gave us a tour of the whole facility. We got to golf. I mean, it was incredible. And all because I wrote an article that did well and got publicity for their launch, for their business. And it was then when I saw the power of non-real estate related content, local media company type content. And the way that I like to think of this is if you were the local newspaper, okay, and so in Salt Lake, if I was the Deseret News or if I was the Salt Lake Tribune, what type of content would I be doing? It wouldn't be five ways to pick a realtor, you know, and then you're always at the end of all five of those, right? So you have to start thinking about what interests the community. Now, this term being a local media that happens to sell real estate, Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V, he's been talking about this for years. Okay, that's where I stumbled across the concept. Or no, that's not true. I stumbled across it before I came across Gary V, but it wasn't until I saw him relate it to like what would the local newspaper do? Those types of stories. That's what we needed to do. That was when it turned for me. And I'm like, okay, stop doing the real estate related stuff. And I did a whole episode about stop posting about real estate, and that was episode number 15. You know what? Here's what's interesting. Episode number 15, called Why Agents Should Stop Posting About Real Estate, that is our number one most listened to episode. Out of all 28 shows, that is it. Why Agents Should Stop Posting About Real Estate. Go listen to that one too. That'll provide more context because I'm quickly going to get into specifics on how you can become a media company. But I'm telling you guys, when I started getting a crap load of social shares on Facebook, on Pinterest, everywhere, that's what did it for me. And it said, okay, this is what people want. And by doing so, now Search Salt Lake was being shared and I was getting a crap load of traffic and I was getting building my SEO. I was building my domain authority, which was helping my website for what I do down the road. Now, whenever I go out to a listing appointment or somebody sees one of my Facebook ads, they're like, oh, Search Salt Lake. I've actually been to that website. And here, let me give you a little advanced tip here. Okay. If you write an article like that, like my Topgolf one, and it gets 5,000, 10,000 shares, whatever. And think of all the people visiting it who don't share it. Most people, right? Most people just go, they read it, and they don't share it. So every single one of those people, because I installed the Facebook pixel, like we talked about on a previous episode as well. Man, I'm really plugging the previous episodes on this one. That's okay. You guys that are new, you got to go back. It's a gold mine, absolute gold mine. There's 27 other episodes of pure gold. Now, remember, like I said in the intro, this is the number one podcast that starts with the word massive and ends with podcast in the real estate space. So you know it's all gold. But because I had the Facebook pixel installed, everyone that goes to visit gets added to a custom audience. And then I can run a Facebook ad specifically to those people. You could even say people who go to that article, just the Topgolf article, I want to show them a Facebook ad. And then I could do my Salt Lake Insider show video, and I'll get into the show later here is one of the things you could do. I could show that video to people who went to that article months prior. Really, really cool stuff. Now, look, I did it again. I started off on my story and I didn't even freaking introduce myself. For you guys that don't know me, my name is Dustin Brome. I'm a real estate agent in Salt Lake City, Utah with eXp Realty. I'm the host of this show and I'm the founder of the Massive Agent Society. It's a full end-to-end lead gen system with Facebook ads, with training and support and hand-holding. MassiveAgentSociety.com if you want to learn more about that. Now, as you're listening, now I'm about to list off some ideas of specific pieces of content you can do, okay? And this will start to put you down the road, send you down the road of, okay, this is what I need to be doing if I really want to get a big footprint in my local community and really get attention, not just those people who are actively looking for a realtor. Keep in mind that people hire an agent who is a local expert. Okay, people hire who they know, like, and trust, and they're going to trust you, and they're going to think you're a local expert if they see your content everywhere. If your blog becomes, and I'm not just talking you don't have to blog, like, write. It could be a vlog on YouTube. It could be an IGTV channel on Instagram. It could be a flash briefing. It could be whatever. But your resource, your blog, if that becomes the go-to for local information like this, you're going to win. Because everybody's, when they're in the market, when that time comes, they're going to remember that, hey, Dustin with Search Salt Lake, he's the local expert. You're damn right I'm going to list my house with him because he knows the area. He's the local celebrity, the local expert. Some ideas that you can do, okay? And keep in mind, videos like Facebook Live, IGTV videos, YouTube, videos you put up on Facebook, you know, obviously you're going to do those on YouTube and Facebook. You're going to upload them separately. You want to upload them natively, of course. You all know that. You never share a YouTube link on Facebook if you have the video that you can just upload. Reason being is video uploaded directly to Facebook is going to perform much, much better. It looks different. Okay, the YouTube link looks like crap. The Facebook video shows up, basically taking up the whole screen. It autoplays. You want that. You could also be writing articles and building your SEO, building your domain authority, building your web presence on your website. But ideally, you take these topics and do all of it. Now, ideally, you write an article, okay, and then you embed the video in the article. So you're going to do an article and a video, and then you can break that up into little Instagram video bits. You can break it up into an Instagram story or a Snapchat story or whatever. You can really do a lot of content based on one topic. And the topics, okay, that here's some ideas of what you should be doing. Forget about all the real estate related stuff. Start doing stuff like the best sushi restaurants in your town, the best sledding hills. Do a list of the best parks and playgrounds in your city. Guys, one of my best articles ever on Search Salt Lake was the 10 best parks and playgrounds in Salt Lake City. It gets shared thousands and thousands of times. Pinterest is actually my biggest source of traffic because people keep repinning and repinning. That's been a killer article for me to bring me traffic. The best parks and playgrounds in town. And guys, I haven't written all of these, but most of them I have. You can find them on Search Salt Lake or Salt Lake Insider. You could do the best brew pub, who has, you know, the 10 best pizza restaurants, you know, 10 best burgers, 8 best burgers, whatever, 13 best. You get the point. Best burgers in town, things to do with your kids when it's raining, you know, the 5 best children's museums in your area. You get the point. People love those lists. Listicles, they're called, the list articles. People love those. They get shared like crazy. They get pinned on Pinterest like you wouldn't believe. Start doing that stuff. It's going to bring you a crap load of traffic, and it's going to build your presence as a local expert, and you're going to get a ton of traffic to your real estate website. Some of those people, naturally, when they're on your site, some of them, a small percentage, will be actively looking for a realtor. And then if they land on your site and they like your content, they might wander off into a home search. They might wander off to request a home value. You know, they're going to go read some of your other articles or read your bio. That is valuable. You just need to get people to your website, and the more the merrier, the right people are going to make their way to become leads. You see where this is going? Okay, being a media company does so many different things for you. It gets your branding out there. It gets exposure out there. It helps people with recognizing your name, and it gets traffic to your site, traffic to your YouTube channel, traffic to your Instagram profile or whatever. And then people can like you, you know, by just getting them to your site. Then they wander off and watch a video. Then they get to know your personality. They like you. They make a connection with you. Pretty soon you're getting a phone call or a text that says, hey, we need to buy a house. We want to hire you. And you don't have to interview for the job. They've already made up their mind. This is what I mean when I say that you have to think like you are the local media company, because you literally are. You literally should be if you're not, okay? This does not have to be a blog or a website thing. If you do not have a blog or a website, I do think you need one. But what you can do right now is just start doing these topics on Facebook Live, on your business page. Start doing them on IGTV, okay? Start doing them on Instagram. Put them up on YouTube. You can just take out your iPhone and record these things. You can do Facebook Lives as you're going into this new juice bar that just opened, and you talk about why their juice is so healthy for you, or why this new cookie delivery place on Instagram is blowing up. Go in there and find out what makes them so cool. And chances are they're going to share that to their followers as well. Okay, so by giving other people exposure, you're getting more exposure for yourself and for your brand. You see how this works? Guys, if you've heard the term be a local media company who happens to sell real estate but didn't have any clue on how to get started, this is it. Just start doing some of this stuff. The best bars in town, you know, where's the best hikes? The best dog parks in your city? I mean, you name it. There's literally unlimited topics. You just have to think of what would interest somebody and then go do it. That's it. And then think of how to maximize exposure to that content. That's all you have to do. I challenge you guys today, if you have not yet started down the road of becoming a local media company, do it. I'm not saying you have to go get a website and start blogging right now, tonight, but you should sure as hell start doing some Instagram posts or some Facebook Lives or something that doesn't cost any money. It's just going to take some time and effort. But I'm sorry, if you can't put in the time and effort now while the market's crazy hot, you're going to be in big trouble when the market tanks, and then you really have to stand out. You really have to be awesome when all of a sudden there are much fewer potential clients out there looking for you. You have to start building your name and your brand now before things turn. Okay, this is something kind of cool that I get to announce. I am on July 18th. I'm not sure exactly what time yet. We don't have the landing page created yet, but I have been asked to do a co-webinar with the good peeps over at Easy Agent Pro. Grant Andrew reached out to me and he said, hey, let's do a webinar together. And it's going to be on the topic of how to use your IDX to get more leads. And this is something that I'm passionate about, that I've been doing with my Search Salt Lake website for a while. And I think it's a great topic. It's going to be a totally free webinar, but it'll be me and Grant kind of tag team the topic. That'll be on July 18th. Stay tuned. I'll let you know next week, or look on our Facebook page and our Instagram profile at Massive Agent. Look there for updates on exactly when and how you can register for that free webinar. That's going to be good. And if you're listening and you're like, ooh, IDX, I'd love the idea of getting more leads, but what the hell is IDX? IDX is the feed of listings to your website directly from your MLS. Okay, it's just called the IDX feed. I don't know why. It stands for something. I don't really care what it stands for, but it's just the listing feed directly from the MLS to your website. And then we are still doing 7 days a week, guys. 7 days a week. I'm doing a new Alexa flash briefing. And believe it or not, I unplugged Alexa before I started recording. I finally learned to unplug it because she listens to everything. She is very nosy. But if you have any Alexa device whatsoever, go subscribe to the Massive Agent Minute. Massive Agent Minute. It's a short, 60 second or a 90 second little tip or rant or idea or thought or piece of motivation or whatever that I put out 7 days a week. So all you have to do is, once you subscribe to the Massive Agent Minute, is say, Alexa, play my daily briefing. Boom, she'll play it along with any other briefings you are subscribed to. That's totally free as well. Guys, as I'm looking back at my notes here of these topics, I'm like, this is energizing me. This is remotivating me to go do more content. I mean, since I've been focused on the podcast and launching Massive Agent Society, and then, working with listings and buyers, I haven't put out as much content as I should. And this is really exciting me about some of the topics I could do, because I love doing the non-real estate stuff because it performs so freaking well. Guys, I promise you, if you've been putting out nothing but open houses and listings and real estate stuff, just trust me and do one of these topics that has nothing to do with real estate and do it well and use good images, good photos and video and everything, and watch how well it performs, and you're going to be absolutely hooked as well. Okay, and lastly, before we wrap up, for those of you guys who have been considering switching real estate brokerages, or at the very least, you're open to what another brokerage could give to you, we really need to talk, because when I switched over to eXp Realty a couple months ago, I was skeptical. I just thought, okay, there's a great opportunity here, but it was all theory. Now that I've closed some deals with them and I've earned some company stock, and I've sponsored some people over to work side by side with me, I am so excited about it. I cannot tell you what a big opportunity this is. While there's still only 12,000 eXp agents. Okay, Keller has almost 200,000, I believe, like 160. Remax has close to that. It's just crazy. So if you've been considering it and you want to learn more about eXp and why I switched to eXp, just go to massiveagentpodcast.com/eXP. You don't even have to talk to me. You don't have to be bugged. You can just press play on the video that's embedded there on that page, massiveagentpodcast.com/EXP. And when I've mentioned the Massive Agent Society, everyone I sponsor over to EXP gets free lifetime access to the Massive Agent Society. That's a $300 a month value right there. All because I want to make sure that if you're coming over to EXP, that you have the tools you need to absolutely kill it. Whether you're brand new or whether you've been in the business for 30 years, you need tools to be able to market effectively and get new clients in the door. And that's why I'm providing that to everybody who joins me at eXp, because I want you to have the tools to absolutely kill it. Thank you so much for listening, guys. We're approaching episode 30. That's kind of cool. It's crazy. This whole year has blown by, because I launched this, the last week of January of this year, and already we're almost at episode 30. It's kind of crazy. Kind of crazy, but I've been having a blast. Make sure to subscribe to our Alexa Flash Briefing and follow us on Instagram at Massive Agent. Guys, I hope you had an amazing Independence Day yesterday. Hope you didn't stay up too late. Hope the fireworks didn't freak out your kids or your dogs too much. Have an awesome one. Go sell some homes. Take care.